Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes that are shaping our world. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical jungle, ready to explain, demystify, and occasionally get lost in the weeds.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker, comic relief, and the one who keeps Alex from diving too deep into the tech rabbit hole without a lifeline. Today, we're talking about something I've heard buzzing around but honestly know zilch about. Edge function development.
Ah, the edge. Not to be confused with the guitarist from U2, we're talking about a technology that's pushing the boundaries of how and where we run our code. In a nutshell, edge functions let us run code closer to the user, which means faster responses and happier people.
So we're like bringing the cloud down to earth, making it a fog?
Exactly, Jamie. A very tech-savvy fog. Instead of running in a central location, edge functions execute on a global network of edge nodes, which are sprinkled around the world like fairy dust. This cuts down latency, the arch nemesis of web performance.
Fairy dust and arch nemesis? This episode's shaping up nicely, but let's get real. How does this actually work?
Think of it like this. Traditionally, if someone in Paris visits a website hosted in the US, their request has to travel across the ocean, get processed, and then travel all the way back with the response. With edge functions, we can process some of that request in, say, a data center in France. Much closer, much faster.
Mon Dieu! So it's like having little helpers all over the globe?
Precisely. And these helpers are ideal for specific tasks, like authentication, A/B testing, or personalizing content based on the user's location.
Sounds powerful, but also complicated.
It can be, which is why we're here. Let's start with a simple example. Say you want to greet users differently based on their country. With traditional server setups, everyone gets the same hello. But with edge functions, folks in the US might get a howdy, while users in Japan see konnichiwa.
That's pretty neat. But I'm guessing this isn't just a matter of sprinkling some more of that fairy dust and calling it a day.
Right. Developing for the edge requires a different mindset. These functions are stateless and run in a highly distributed environment. Plus, you've got to consider security and scalability from the get-go. It's like building a Lego set without the instructions. You need to understand how the pieces fit together on your own.
And nobody wants to step on a Lego in the dark. So how does one get started with developing these edge functions?
Most developers will start with JavaScript or TypeScript, since they're widely supported by edge providers like Cloudflare Workers, Vercel Edge Functions, and Netlify Edge. You write your code, deploy it to these platforms, and voila, it's running globally.
Just like that? I deploy and suddenly I'm international?
In theory, yes, but there's a lot to consider. Security is a biggie. Ensuring user data is safe, especially with regulations like GDPR. And then there's observability, being able to see what's happening with your code when it's running on servers all around the world.
Observability. So, like, making sure you can still see your Lego creations even when they're in another room.
Exactly. And just like with Lego, sometimes things don't go as planned. Edge functions are still a relatively new territory, so expect some trial and error. The key is to start small, learn from real-world usage, and iterate.
Got it. Start small, think big. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Just that edge computing is rapidly evolving, and edge functions are at the forefront of this shift. They offer a unique opportunity to rethink how we build and deliver applications. For those willing to embrace the challenges, the edge represents a new frontier of possibilities.
Like pioneers in the digital wilderness. I love it. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Thanks for joining us on this edge-of-your-seat journey into edge function development. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech shaping our future.
And maybe leave us a review if you liked what you heard. Or if you didn't, just remember, we're very sensitive.
Speak for yourself, Jamie. Until next time, keep those functions edgy and those inquiries curious.